Navarro. This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. Governor Jared Polis faces new pressure to revise his vaccine priorities. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
A group of 10 local nonprofits and charities wants vaccines to reach homeless shelters and services sooner. Here's Kathy Alderman with the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless.
Shelters are one of the bigger congregate settings with people coming and going. So if the virus begins to spread, it's going to spread quickly to a lot of people.
In a letter, the Denver Homeless Leadership Council asked the governor to vaccinate frontline shelter staff in phase one and include people experiencing homelessness in phase two. An earlier version of Colorado's plan originally gave some priority to people at shelters alongside other group living facilities like jails and prisons. But the final plan appears to have erased that status. Outbreaks have hit some smaller shelters hard, and people experiencing homelessness tend to be more vulnerable to the disease. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
After months of inaction, Congress finally moved into high gear to pass an emergency COVID relief bill. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The $900 billion package includes money for vaccine purchase and distribution, schools and childcare, food stamps and small businesses. Colorado Democratic Representative Ed Perlmutter calls it a down payment on pandemic relief. He is hopeful that further funding will come under a Biden administration, including additional state and local aid. But that might be easier said than done. Negotiations for this relief package on so-called non-controversial issues dragged on for weeks. And some Republicans, like Representative Ken Buck, continue to balk at the price tag. He says this botched multi-billion dollar deal is not what Americans deserve. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
El Paso County Public Health received 300 Moderna COVID-19 vaccine doses today. The vaccines were transported to a Safeway pharmacy where community partners are distributing them to healthcare workers outside of hospital settings. Coming up at 7, a bit of holiday cheer. CPR is re-airing the Colorado Matters holiday extravaganza shows from years past. We'll hear from Isaac Slade, frontman of Denver rock band The Fray, Denver comedian Josh Blue, and Boulder banjo players Jamie Stone, and more. Tune in later. This is CPR News.